Thousands of Catholic women around the world have decided to live forever as virgins, but they're not nuns, known as consecrated virgins. They're living right here in the world around us, working as teachers, nurses, psychologists, and doctors. WHYY's Holly Arabine reports that some 40 women are meeting this week in Philadelphia for the U.S. Association of Consecrated Virgins annual convocation.
Consecrated virgins have been around since the beginning of the Catholic Church. Though they fell out of favor for a few hundred years, a 1970s religious decree breathed new life into the vocation. Now there are an estimated 3,000 consecrated virgins around the world. On Wednesday, these women who see themselves as brides of Jesus Christ had a public Q&A about their unique lives. Margaret Flipp, a consecrated virgin from San Francisco, says she was 18 when she first thought this might be her religious calling.
I didn't see anything, but somehow I experienced Jesus as both God and man with an understanding of the two natures. And with it was an invitation to belong entirely to Jesus. And being a typical woman, I fell in love and I said yes.
Kathy Rita is an ER nurse in Boston. She says a lot of people ask if she has any regrets about her choice. None, she says.
Some people like that I work with are just brutal, and they're like, aren't you going to be miserable or not satisfied if you don't have a sexual relationship? And I said back, I know a lot of people who are having sex who are not satisfied. So it's not all hinged about sex. It's all about a relationship.
Another question Rita often gets is, what's the difference between you and a nun? To Rita, it's a separate calling entirely, one where she can talk to people about God who might be afraid to step inside of a church.
I think people are very much less intimidated to come to us and ask good questions. Like, they're afraid. I haven't been back to church in 20 years. Could you please pray for? And so we are able to be that not intimidating face of the church.
She says it's the best of both worlds. She's married to the world's CEO, as she puts it, and she is also able to work as a nurse. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.